I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM.
All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Lynn, this entire program is all about the Nanango Country Music Muster.
Yes.
And the first person, or people I speak to, is Trish and Gordon. Now, Trish and Gordon have been coming to the muster for its entire 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's a long time to be supporting a festival, that's for sure. And also, Trish also helps out with the artists.
Yep, selling their merchandise.
Absolutely. Now, straight after that, I chat with
Sandra, and she's the camp coordinator.
And what a busy lady she is.
Oh, yes, parking or receiving all the people coming through the gate.
Making all the bookings.
Yep.
And
making then sure everyone's got a site.
Making sure everyone's got a site. Send them off to the next person who then musters them down to where they're going to be camping. Straight after that then, I chat with Alan Ashcroft. Now, Alan Ashcroft and his good friend John Calvert, who's no longer with us, they were the two guys responsible for this entire muster.
Wow.
20
and
years
it's still
later,
going.
It's still running. You wouldn't credit that, would you? 20 years later, thanks to Alan and John Calvert, still going. And my last guest on the program, yes, and I can see you laughing, is
Brownie, and he's the parking attendant. He parks you in your spot.
He parks you in your spot. And I've got to tell you, listeners, if you meet Brownie, his bark is far worse than his bite. He's a great old guy. He's in his late 80s.
Yes, he is.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
And you can certainly hear him in the showground.
You can hear him anywhere. And we're going to be talking to him. So if you catch up with Brownie, don't think he's a bad fellow. He's a really nice old gentleman.
He is.
Now, apart from these fabulous interviews, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
Good afternoon, listeners. Phil C here. And I am at the Nanango Showground for the Nanango Country Music Muster, and I am chatting with Trish and Gordon from Hervey Bay, and they've been coming for a long, 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 long time, haven't you, Trish?
We sure have, Phil.
Now tell us, the festival has been running for 20 years. How long have you and Gordon been coming to the festival?
The whole 20 years, Phil.
The whole 20 years. Now, what is it about the... First of all, do you do other musters and other country music festivals?
Yes, we have done. We're getting on in age. We've sort of quietened down a bit now.
Okay.
But this will always be our favourite.
Okay. So what makes this special to you over all the other country music festivals you've attended?
The way it's run.
Okay.
In general, the way it's run perfectly. The people, the crowds, the kitchen.
Yes.
The entertainers.
Uh-huh.
The music.
Right.
Of course.
Now, you can tell us a bit about the music, can't you, and the entertainers, because you, in fact, looked after and still are looking after all the artists with their merchandise and so on and so forth.
I wouldn't say all the artists.
Oh, okay.
I just, anyone wants to go somewhere or go on stage, I look after their equipment, sell their merchandise.
Okay.
Mainly Lindsay Waddington.
Yes.
I do his merchandise a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
So mainly him. All righty. So over the 20 years that you've been coming, you would have seen a lot of artists come and go through the gates.
We have.
And you see regular entertainers who come back year after year after year.
Yes, that's correct.
So have you got any favourites?
Oh, dear. I suppose Brian Lenton.
Yes.
Tom Maxwell, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Waddington.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So 20th year, Jade Hurley. Is it going to be special for you, Gordon, to be seeing him on the big stage?
Jay Hurley, yeah.
Yes.
He's a great entertainer and a nice bloke, yeah.
He's a very nice bloke. Now, what about you, Trish? Are you looking forward to seeing Jay try and get his leg up on that side of the piano?
Is that right? Does he still do that?
He still does that. He's posting on Facebook, yes, girls, I can still get it up. My leg on the side of the piano, that is. No, he can still do that. Yeah.
Yes, I am. You looking are? Forward to seeing Jade Hurley, yes.
All righty. So what about these other country artists? You've seen a lot come through over the years, and you get the regular repeats, like you've said. Is it mainly because you see the same artists repeatedly coming through that you now feel part of the family here with these artists?
Well, that's possible. I forgot about Dean Perrott. He's a local.
Now,
here.
Dean is a local.
Yes, he is. Sorry, I forgot about it. Because he's here and he lives here, yes. I didn't think to mention him.
Yes.
Wonderful fella, lovely bush balladeer.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is it? I understand you've done some volunteering work here over the years as well. How did that work out for you?
I just did a couple of 2 years, I think, in the kitchen.
Okay.
Way back when. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just gave them a bit of a hand. Which they didn't really need it. They got that many volunteers. A lot of people offer to go in there, and they're very fortunate that way.
So a lot of the other big festivals do offer free entry to the event if people do offer to volunteer. Is that something that volunteers can get or
no? No, I didn't do that.
No,
I didn't do that. I got a free lunch.
You got a free lunch? Well, as long as you didn't have to cook it, Trish.
Well, that's right. That is right.
So with this festival now, this is the 20th year, and they've got some big names, as you've just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Dean Perrott's are here again. Tommy Maxwell's here.
Peter Jade Dennehy.
Hurley.
Peter Dennehy. Good friend of mine.
Now, well, tell us about Pete.
I met Pete nearly 40 years ago.
Okay.
At the City Lights Caravan Park.
Right.
In Tamworth.
Okay.
Who wanted to meet Jeff Mack, who wrote I've Been Everywhere Man for Lucky Star.
For Lucky Star,
and
yes.
He went up to Jeff and he said, I have some diddlies here. Mr. Mack, would you like to read them? He said, yes, Peter, I'd love to. Right. And then Jeff Mack read them, and then it took the Dennehy family home to his house and taught him stage presence. And I said to Peter of late, I said, Jeff Mack will never be dead while Peter Dennehy's alive.
So Peter likes to sing a lot of his songs?
He does a lot of stuff like Jeff Mack did.
Like Jeff Mack did.
Yeah, mouth impersonations, trumpets, what have you with the mouth, and lots of clever stuff, you know.
So would it be fair to say he's a bit of a funny character on the stage?
Very funny character. Yeah, very well liked, very funny, draws in big crowds in Tamworth.
Uh-huh.
Can't get near him unless you go 2 hours early to get in to get a seat.
Wow.
The queue up is unbelievable, at least an hour before the show, outside the club, before it opens up for the brekkie show. And Peter Dennehy is unbelievable.
Okay, and he's going to be here at this muster.
Yes.
Has he been to this one?
No, he hasn't.
So this is the first time for Pete?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're in for a treat, all of you.
Everybody is.
Everybody.
Yes.
So of the other ones that are going to be here, who else do we have? We have Kiara Rodriguez.
Have you
seen Kiara?
Yes, she's got a beautiful voice.
She's got a beautiful
voice. The Qatari sisters are magic.
Yes.
I know Pauline of the Qatari sisters. They're both magic.
Okay.
They spent a lot of time in the States entertaining.
Yes.
And now they're back in Australia for good.
Okay. Wow. Well, look, I can't wait to see this muster. This is the first time I've been here for this one.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. And you've been here for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You must have some wonder. You've got any funny stories to tell before we wind this up? Any funny, interesting things with the entertainers that's not going to get him into trouble, of course, or maybe something to do with the camping or the after party with all of them sitting around drinking VBs and so on and so forth, Gordon?
Can't
think of anything? Ladies, no? No, they've all gone bashful. What about,
yeah.
What about the walk-up artists? Do you have any favourites of those? Because they come year after year as well, don't they?
Yes, we do have a favourite. His name's Kevy Good. Bum.
Oh, yes. I've interviewed Kev. I interviewed Kev yesterday.
Excellent. He's more than a walk-up.
He's way above your average walk-up. Because for the benefit of the listeners, walk-ups are really people who like to entertain, but they're not professional, whereas Kev,
he's
extremely professional.
Very much
He's a cut above
the rest.
Your walk-up entertainers.
Yes,
he should be on the paid bill. With the others. You definitely should be.
He's excellent.
So he'd be your favourite walk-up artist?
I'd have to be.
Okay.
Yeah. But overall, it's fantastic. The walk-ups are terrific.
They
keep all the people busy through the week, waiting for the big concert to start.
Absolutely.
And it just keeps them all happy. And
well, look, the thing is, you can come here. We got here a week early, and I've had the pleasure of meeting lovely people like yourself. I've interviewed some of your walk-up artists. I've interviewed Kev. I've interviewed Max Mayer.
Okay, yes.
I've interviewed Max. Your bush poet,
yes.
Paul Fleming.
Right. right?
Had the pleasure of meeting him. So there's something here for everybody, musically, and also if you're into the bush poetry. And what were you going to say?
Gary Fogarty, Ray Esrae, top bush poets in Australia.
Top bush poets.
You know,
Australia.
You can't go past these guys. No. They're just amazing.
Definitely.
Yeah, I forgot all about those guys.
Yes, well, I was going on to talk about the bush poets, and I remember chatting with Paul yesterday. So those other chaps.
Have you heard?
I haven't
these guys?
As yet.
Oh, Gary Fogarty.
Yes.
And Ray Esrae, just the two best in Australia.
I have not heard of those guys yet.
Okay.
Like, as in perform. Yes. I've heard of them, of course, but not seen them perform live.
And Barry Williams does a great job of emceeing. Yeah, so, of course, it's all been all good go, yeah.
And how many more years do you think you'll be coming to the muster, you two guys? Do you see yourself coming for another, I won't ask you your ages, but at least another 10?
We can tell you. It's not a problem. Gordon's a 39 baby and I'm a 45 baby.
Okay. So you're going to be coming for a few more years yet to come?
Well, as long as our girl holds up, we'll be right.
Look, the girl looks fabulous. The girl is a Paramount Caravan. We should let our listeners go because we can't paint a picture. How old have you had the Paramount Delta?
23.
23 years?
Mm-hmm.
And going fabulously?
Yes.
She's still waterproof yet.
Well, that's the main thing. As long as you don't have a leaky roof. Can I play your favourite song to wind this one up? Have you got a favourite artist here and a favourite song?
I got a favourite song, but it's not from an artist here.
Okay. Is it Australian?
Yes.
Who
Graham
was it?
Connors.
Graham Connors. Fantastic
singing,
entertainment.
Rock and roll time.
All right. Well, how about, Trish, if I put that on for you?
Okay.
Graham Connors, Rock and Roll Time.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Graham Connors is going to be coming up in just a moment, folks. Trish and Gordon, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you both.
You're quite welcome.
Here at the Nanango Country Music Muster, we'll be back with more of Raymond Oz straight after Graham Connors.
Rock and roll time.
There we go, folks.
just hoping that heaven is happy and high, and everyone's running on rock and roll time. I said,
listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz, and I am at Nanango at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and I'm chatting with Sandra, and she is the camping coordinator. How are you today, my dear?
I'm fine, thanks, Phil.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
You're welcome.
I have seen hundreds of vans rolling in and out of here, and every time I come past you to try and grab a 2 minutes of your time, you're flat out in front of this computer, directing people to the next person, which is probably Brownie.
Yes.
And he takes them to their site. Now, this looks extremely busy. How long have you been doing it?
20 years.
So the muster's been going 20 years?
It has.
And you've been right from the start?
I have.
Okay. How did you get involved with it?
I was secretary of the show society at the time.
Okay.
And, it just was part of my job.
Right.
And then when I retired, they asked me to keep this on.
Okay. So it's extremely busy. I came up here yesterday to have a chat with you. The queue was at the end of the balcony. There was two ladies in here and they were all getting directed to you.
Yes.
So what is it you actually do?
Well, I take their bookings.
Yes.
And I take their payments.
Right.
And I allocate their sites.
Okay. And then you give that information to somebody outside, puts a tag on their van, whatever.
Yes, the guys put a tag on their vans.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so we know how many vans are here.
Yes.
A dot on their car so they can come and go. And during the year when they've made their bookings and then they've made their payment,
mm-hmm.
I get their envelopes ready. Mm-hmm. Which is much quicker,
yes,
than coming and paying as you come in
of
the gate.
Course, yes,
or we'd have caravans everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, that's how I work it.
So, do you know how many caravans you've had coming?
At the moment, we've got 667.
667 caravans,
and there's more to come today and tomorrow.
Oh my goodness! So, how many do you know? How many you're expecting, or not at this stage?
Not at this stage, because you just don't know whether they
just show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some just show up without booking.
Without booking.
A lot show up without booking.
So does that throw the system into chaos?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
You can still cope with that?
Yes. We've still got room for another 100 vans.
Okay. So 667 at the moment.
Yes.
So you can take not quite 800 vans.
We took the most we've had was a few years ago before COVID.
Yes.
And we had 823.
823. Wow. What do you think it is about this particular muster that keeps people coming back? Because I've been chatting with a lot of your people, a lot of your audience. Some of these people have been coming here as long as you've been working here.
That's right.
So what do you think it is that just keeps
it's the atmosphere. It's the it's the program.
Right.
You know, because we do bush ballads.
Ballads. And you've also got the bush poetry.
And we've got the bush poetry as well. Yes.
It's amazing. I was chatting with Jenny the other day. She's one of the, she's responsible for the artist coordination.
That's right. Okay? Yes.
So she gets in touch with all the artists.
Yes.
Now, how does she select? Did she sort of come up with a name and then brings it to the committee?
Yes, we do. We put some names forward.
Yes.
And Dean Parrott is our musician member.
Yes.
Right.
Local lad, Dean.
Local, Dean is. Yes, he's one of the artists.
Yes, he is.
And we put names forward to him because he knows more about the artists than we do. And we just put the names forward and he'll, you know, say yes, no, not, you know, maybe.
Maybe.
And okay. And then we just, when we come to a decision of who we're going to invite.
Right.
Then we get in contact with, Jenny gets in contact with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Incredible. Now, what about last night, Jade Hurley? Because this is your 20th year. Yes. It's your anniversary of 20 years. Jade Hurley. How did you get in touch with Jade? Because he is so busy and he's working absolutely everywhere. How much notice would he have needed?
Well, we had our meeting in December last year.
Okay.
And after this muster. And Les said.
Les.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Les suggests, he's the president. Yes.
Yes.
And he suggested we have Jade Hurley for a feature show.
Wow. Now, when I was talking with Jade and Les last night at the end of the show.
Yes.
Les said that he thought there was around 2,000 people here. Because you got a lot of walking people. I wouldn't be surprised. You had a lot of people who just came to see Jade, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. And the show was
sensational. And some of them
came
from Brisbane. Just to see Jade.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, Jade's been around for a long time, hasn't he? He's 80 years of age, God love him.
Yes, he has. I saw him a number of times when I lived in Brisbane, but in my younger days.
Right.
I used to go to his shows.
Okay, okay. And despite his age, doesn't stop him, does it? He had the,
doesn't
he
seem had to be. 10,000... I never had the chance to go and see him.
You didn't see him. No. Well, you missed the sensational show because he had your 2,000 people up on their feet, clapping and swaying and singing all the choruses. What a sensational performer. Now, have you got any idea what you might be going to do for next year's muster? Have you got any sort of ideas of artists that you might be...
We do. We have a list of artists for next year.
Yes.
Just
to give our listeners an opportunity... Well, before we talk about next year, let's talk about this year for the benefit of the people. You've got a list of all these artists.
I do that book too.
And are you responsible for the book? Heavens. So one of the things you get in your package, listeners, apart from a fabulous campsite, you also get the a catalogue. Oh, it's not a catalogue. It's a... and there's a cost for that? Okay, so there is a cost. There is a cost for the...
The program book.
The program. I'm tripping over my tongue.
Mm.
So the program is $3, but there's a little bit in each of each artist. There's a photograph of the artist. There's a little bio of each artist. And that tells you what's happening every single day. So what have we got today? Now, we've got the Semp family, Tony Wagner, Watto, Tom Maxwell. What a sensational singer.
Yeah, I like Tom.
Tom is a great balladeer. And Brian Letton, another fabulous one. Jeff Brown, Brownie. Now, Brownie's been coming for a long time, hasn't he?
Jeff Brown, Brian Letton.
Yes.
Tommy Maxwell and Dean Parrott are our regulars.
Yes. So people come
They come back every year and then we have the...
Additional artists, different ones.
Yes.
So people tell me that they come just to see these guys. And anything else that they get on the program is just a bonus.
Yes.
Because these guys are really, really good. I want to ask you about prices. How do you manage to get acts of this calibre and keep your prices as low as you do? Because you guys are very cheap.
Well, we try to keep it that way.
Yes.
Because, like, the majority of the people here are all...
They're all older people.
They are.
They're grey nomads.
Grey nomads. They're seniors. They're pensioners. And that's so we keep it at a price that...
Very affordable.
That they can afford to come.
So for the benefit of our listeners again, what does it cost for the festival?
It's $60 admission for the whole weekend.
Right.
Per person.
And that's 3 days.
Yes.
That's three. It's not a weekend. It's a long weekend.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yes. So $60 per person.
Yes.
And then you got your camping fee.
And then the camping fee on top of that.
And how much is
which
that?
Which is $8 per person per night unpowered.
Yes.
And it's $20 per couple per van per night powered.
Powered.
Or $15 a single person per van powered.
Okay, so a couple can come $60 each, so that's $120, and then $60 for their camping.
And there's a minimum of six nights for powered sites.
Okay.
So if a person came for two people in yes. their van and came for six nights,
yes.
it would cost them $240.
Okay. For the whole thing.
For the whole thing.
That's your 3 days of music, you're camping, yes. your 6 days of camp. That is fabulous value.
Yes.
Fabulous value. Look, I just got to let all the listeners know, next year, 2024, so these are the, who have we got on the next year's one? Okay, so we've got Dean Perrott again, local boy. Brian Letton again, these were the ones we mentioned, yes. your regulars. Lance yes. Birrell, Neville Anderson, Katie Hindle, Ernie Constance, Kylie Hogan. You can tell our listeners, Tony Maxwell.
Steve Sparrow, Jeff yes. Brown, Kedron Hutt Taylor, mm-hmm. Kerry Mooney.
Okay. So
and then we have our Bush Poets.
And the Bush Poets are? Who
Gary Fogarty, right. Ray Essery uh-huh. and Bill Kearns.
Okay. So it's going to be a sensational next year as well.
Yes.
I just hope the weather is good for us. We've had a couple of days of rain, but nothing serious. Had a little bit of hail the other day, but again, nothing serious.
Aye.
Last night's weather was fantastic for Jade, so hopefully we're going to have a fantastic next couple of days. Sandra, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I'm going to wind this up now. Do you have a favourite Australian singer?
Slim Dusty.
Oh, look, everybody loves Slim. God yes. love him. He started all this, didn't he?
He did.
Him and his Purple Fairlane.
Yes. I saw him a few times.
Now, you got a Joy special on, to a tribute to Joy McKean. So what's that all about? They're just going to be singing all the songs that Joy wrote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because a lot of people may not be aware, because Slim was the man who sang them all.
That's right.
But Joy did a lot of work behind the scenes. Yes. She wrote a lot of those songs, didn't she?
Yes.
Sensational yes. songwriter and a very good singer in her own right.
Yeah. And when she passed away earlier this year, they decided to do a tribute to her.
Yes. Fabulous. That's the Aussie spirit. We've got to keep the music of Australian legends alive, and especially the country people like the likes of Slim Dusty.
Yes. And we were one of our members asked about doing a tribute to Slim Dusty and Johnny Cash this year because they've both been gone 20 years.
Yes, they have.
And anyway, but we had already decided to do the
program. Yes,
it was already done.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, like you said, Joy wrote all the songs that Slim wrote anyway.
She wrote a lot of those songs.
She did.
I believe she wrote the song that you've selected for us.
Oh, did she?
I believe she did. Now, the song that you asked me to play is Lights on the Hill.
Yes.
Now, that is a very, very famous song. And, of course, that's all about the truck drivers.
It is.
And there's a festival for that one too, isn't there?
Yes. It's Gatton.
At Gatton. Yes. So for anybody who's interested in that one, folks. Sandra, thank you so much for your time this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
I can see your crowd of people starting to stand outside the door, darling. I better let you go. You have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for inviting us to this festival.
You're welcome.
All Aussie Radio folks, my name is Phil C, and stick around, there's going to be a lot more of these lovely people and fabulous artists coming up. We'll be back with more of that straight after Slim Dusty's Lights on the Hill.
Oh, yeah. It's a long straight road and the engine is deep. I can't help thinking of a good night's sleep, and the long, long roads of my life are a calling. These rough old hands are glued to the wheel, my eyes full of sand from the way they feel, and the lights coming over the hill are a-blinding me. It's a long, tough haul from away down south. A man's gotta find a little bread for his mouth and a home for a girl as sweet as my honey can be. She's a-starting to pull. The gauge on the tank is a-showing near full. And the lights coming over the hill are a-blinding me. There's rain on the road. I can feel the load start a-shifting.
see the post, and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Oh no. The windscreen wipers are a beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind, and I can't believe it's really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill. See the post, and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Ah, oh, no. The windscreen wipers are a beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind, and I can't believe it's really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill. When the lights on the hill were a-blinding me.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au on the Roman Oz program, folks. And I am chatting with Alan Ashcroft, and he is the person responsible for the Nanango Country Music Muster. How are you going today, Alan? How you doing?
Yeah, good as I can be, mate.
Good as you can be?
Good, yep.
Mate, you're looking pretty good. Yeah. I won't ask how old you are, but you're looking pretty fit.
Yeah, I've gone past three quarters of a century.
Okay, so you've clocked up a few miles.
Yeah, been around.
Matey, I just want to find out, because this is the first time for me here at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and I'm looking out there at the amount of caravans, the amount of people. It's absolutely huge, this event. How long has it been running, and whose idea was it to start it?
Well, it's been going since the first muster was 2003. Well, I actually mentioned the old mate, John Calvert.
Yes.
We were both just old farmers, and mentioned him about really we couldn't get something like this going in Nanango. And he said, well, you get yourself into the next show society meeting and we'll talk about it. And it just developed from there.
So when you say, let's just get something going, you were at another country muster or something,
yeah,
and thought it'd be good to bring one to town? So where was that one?
Over at McLagan, over in the Downs, yeah.
And what was that like 20 years ago? Was that a good festival?
Yeah, it was a Bush Balladeer sort of show. Dean Perrott and Glenn Jones and Jeff Brown.
Wow, those boys.
Yeah.
Those boys have been going for a while then, because they're going to be here.
Yeah, they're going to be here. That's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
So, do you go to a lot of other musters? Did you get any ideas, or did you just think, well, we're just going to do something like that here, or did you go to a few to get some ideas?
Well, we sort of stumbled along. We got Dean Perrott and Glenn Jones, who lived here locally. They came on the committee with us.
Right.
And they're professional artists anyway, so they know a bit about the show. And they came on the committee, and it just developed from there, and they no doubt had some ideas, and we sort of stumbled along and it just sort of fell into place.
Right. So the very, very first one, how many people did you have? Because you got thousands out here today. It's packed.
Yeah, well, the first one, we didn't know how to go, but that was in 2003. We had 24 caravans.
Righto.
And we thought, crikey, is this going to be a goer or what?
But, I was going to say that.
Yeah, so it's just developed from there. Good artists. We just had good artists turn up, invited artists, you know, and good walk-ups as well.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't become discouraged, because to put a muster on is not a cheap adventure, is it? You got to have a few bucks in the bank.
Yeah.
So you've gone out on a limb, you've put this muster on, 23 vans. Did you look at yourself and look at your mate John and go, geez, what have we done here?
but it was a great venue, you know, the showgrounds.
The showgrounds, great.
Probably one of the best venues in the country, I reckon.
Okay.
I might be a bit biased, but yeah, it's a great show.
So it's just grown from that. So over the years, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now today, 20-year anniversary, which was actually last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, officially, but COVID.
Missed one with COVID, yeah.
Yeah. And now you've got probably 700 vans out there?
Yeah, yep.
So you've gone from 23 to 700.
Yeah.
That must make you feel real proud.
Yeah, it did. It makes me feel real proud.
Okay.
Same with old John, he was the same. And, you know, the maximum we had back, I think it was the 10th anniversary, it was 850 vans. So, and the place was pretty chock.
Oh, yes.
But we've got a terrific venue. We've got a terrific stage with the music set up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mick does a terrific job.
Yes.
It wouldn't get better.
No.
So and it just goes on from there.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So you're obviously loving your country music, which is why you do it. Do you go to any other musters now, or is it just this one for you?
No, I go to the odd one, but I haven't been to too many lately, but I used to sort of go to quite a few.
Yep.
But I go to a few just single artists at different shows, you know, and it's just quite good. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch with the artists,
yeah.
The ones who can't make it to this particular muster, because there's a lot of country music festivals popping up everywhere now, aren't there? Everywhere.
Since we started up, there'd be dozens more, and there was a lot of other places that turned up at our show to see how we'd done it, you know, because they were a bit sort of in the dark like we were, and they thought, well, they could just see how many people we were getting here, and they think we must be doing something right. So
20 years ago, like now there's musters everywhere. I mean, after I leave here on the 11th, I'm leaving on the Monday, I'm going to Boney Mountain. From Boney Mountain, I'm going to Texas.
Yep.
We had one at Proston's a few weeks ago, and then we had the Gympie muster, and then we had the North Queensland Rockin'. So they're absolutely everywhere. What was it like 20 years ago? Were the musters few and far between? Or?
Yeah, there's certainly not as many as there is now, but Gympie was going, and I think Texas was sort of, might have been a bit after us when it started up. But there was a few around the place.
Yeah.
Boondoomba was going, so, yeah.
I guess the proof is in the pudding here, because you guys are just getting bigger and bigger and better.
Yeah.
What do you think the reason is for that? Do you think it's the quality of the artist? Do you think it's the way it's run? Do you think it's because you got a lot of walk-up artists who bring a lot of their friends out here? What do you think the secret is to this one?
I think you'd have to tick all those ones, mate, as well as the venue. It's one of the best venues going, I reckon.
Yes.
And the stage with the sound system, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He's been coming ever since, old Mick.
Yep.
So it's all those that you suggested. It's the top artists we always invite, good artists and
Good quality artists.
Sort of stick with the, you know, traditional country, bush ballad sort of stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And I think one of the other really, really good things about it too is it is very, very affordable. Some of these big festivals you go to, they charge a lot of money. You guys are keeping it at a very affordable rate.
Yeah.
So that's got to be another big draw card, I suppose, because especially now times are a bit tough. So people got to choose between coming to this one or going to one that's three times the price. They're definitely going to probably come to this one.
Yeah.
And you still have the good quality of acts.
Yeah, yeah.
So of the acts that you've been seeing come through over the last 20 years, you got your regulars. Like I know Jeff Brown. Brown has been coming for a long time.
Yeah, he's a regular.
And Dean Perrott, he's a local lad, so he's been coming for a long time too. How many of the regulars do you just get back each year?
Well,
how many new ones do you get, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, there's four or five that we invite every year.
Every
year.
They're
just standard regulars.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Letton and Jeff Brown.
Yep.
Dean Perrott. Yeah, so.
And then after those ones, then you start looking. Tom Maxwell, Tom's he's a real popular one too.
And then we just put the feeler out and to invite different artists, you know, see if we can get some good artists. We've had some good ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you got Jade Hurley tonight. Jade Hurley's not—he's not really a country singer, is he? I mean,
no,
he's more of a rock and roller old
so,
Jade.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did speak to Jade last Sunday. He was on the program last Sunday, and I said to Jade, "Are you going to get out there and sing Home Among the Gum Trees?" And it's raining on the rock, and he goes, no, heavens no. He's going to do all his old bandstand type stuff, like the Elvis Presley and the Jerry Lee Lewis and all that kind of stuff. How do you think that's going to go with the punters here? Because this is very traditional country, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's you'd nearly say he's not my scene, but I don't mind it because he's old things, old time music. So
yes,
but I don't mind it. But yeah, he'll be a good act. He'll get a lot of following.
I think so. Yeah. I've spoken to a lot of the ladies in the audience, you know, and they're all saying, "I wonder if he can still get his leg up on the side of the piano and do the old Jerry Lee thing that he does." And I said to them, "Yeah, he's still got the strength and the energy. He's 80 years of age." Yeah. Incidentally,
yeah, he got his OBE.
Yeah. But he's gonna turn on a fantastic night for you.
I think so.
Yeah. Any plans for next year? Might have, or got any ideas yet? The artists you're looking out to get it.
We just go after the next meeting. We'll just sort of, you know, after the muster, we'll just sort of decide on who we send out the fielders to, if they're interested or not. But
okay.
Yeah, we had the old. Beer bloke from Alice Springs one year. What's his name? Bloke that plays on the beer carton.
Oh, you got me. I don't know. Yeah. You've got me. You're older than me. This is your this is your scene, Alan. Bit before my time. You had him last year.
No, he came as a 10th muster.
Okay.
And he was great. He was a real draw card, you know.
So he plays. He plays on. Tell me what he does again, and we'll find out who he is.
He plays on the. I should know his name. Geez, I know he's a good old mate.
Yep.
He plays on the beer carton, you know. So, yeah, great. Crikey. Nah.
Doesn't matter. If you think of it, let me know. We'll just slip it in.
Yeah.
But, well, look, I think you definitely had a great idea, Alan. And God rest you're offsided, John Calvert. He's been gone now for a little while.
Yeah, a few years.
And without you two fellas, this is generating a lot of business into the town of Nenango as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So it's just amazing coming along the highway and you see the number of vans in the paddock and you think, crikey, this never happened before.
No. So it's generating a heap into the town, which is great. And you got a lot of people who come every single year. I was chatting with last before Trish and her husband Gordon. They've been coming every single year, never missed it.
Yeah.
And they told me a story that they said they had a trip to go overseas, and Trish said, "If I'm not back for Nenango, I'm not going."
Yeah.
So you got a lot of loyal supporters and followers here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No,
great.
I've been invited to open the show this year, so seeing as one of the founders, they'll be asking a few questions. You know, if they how many. New ones and so forth are here. So
you're going to open the show?
Yeah.
You don't play and sing, do you, by any chance, Alan?
Oh, I'm a pretty good air guitar player. And I only sing when I've got a bit in me under me tail and in the shower.
Sounds good. Well, we won't be doing it in the shower, but we might be able to twist your arm and put a few in your glass. So who do you like singing? Any favourites?
Chad Morgan,
you know, Chad's still going. He's 90. He's 90 years young, and he's still going.
Because I haven't got a singing voice, but
no.
I can do old Chad all right, I suppose.
All right.
I've got enough in me.
You're a lot better looking than Chad, I've got to tell you. He's just as well he can sing, because he's got a face only a mother could love. God love him.
Yeah, true.
Matey, I'm going to wind this up now. Thank you so much for taking the time,
pleasure,
Alan.
Pleasure.
Now, before we finish up, have you got a famous or favourite Australian artist you'd like us to play a song for? For you?
It's got to be the old legend, Slim Dusty.
Slim Dusty. Yep. He started it all, didn't he?
Yep.
Him and his Purple Fairlane, God love him.
Yeah.
And Joy McKean travelling the globe, travelling this country.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing what we're doing with the country music now if it wasn't
for sure.
That's right. So, Slim, you got a favourite song by Slim?
Yes, Axe Mark on a Gidgee.
Favourite of yours? What does it bring back for you, that particular song?
Oh, it's just a song that struck home with me, and I want that sung as they're lowering me down the hole.
Really?
But I asked them to lift the lid so I can just listen to it one more time.
Good on you. Mate, they might even put a speaker on top of your coffin as they lower you down. You can hear it all the way as you make it to rock and roll heaven.
Yeah.
Good on you, Alan. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
Pleasure.
Alan Ashcroft, listeners, one of the, the founder, his partner in crime, John Calvert, gone, no longer with us. But if it wasn't for good old Alan Ashcroft, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today here at the Nenango Country Music Muster. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, mate.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Roman Oz, listeners, straight after Slim Dusty's
Axe Mark on the Gidgee.
Thank you. for spells to keep me company, and the waters to flow near me. Just an axe mark on a gidgee, I don't want no fancy grave. Somewhere out there on the Cooper, there's a quiet spot near the 9 mile, where the ringers go each muster when the gidgee blossoms wave. Let the wild horse and the clean skin and the brown bee in the clover, let the wood duck and the emu all bear witness to my doom. Near that quiet spot at the 9 mile, make an axe mark on a gidgee. Let my shrine be always scented by the western gidgee blue. An axe mark on a gidgee, I've no wish for marble headstones. I've no kin in distant places who may shed a tear and claim I was someone who I wasn't. Well, you know the way I feel, man. Just an axe mark on a gidgee and initials for my name. And in the middle of each muster, when the camp is by the 9 mile, when the steers are being ready and those sandhills flowers wave, try and find the time one evening to come by where I'll be sleeping, where an axe mark on a gidgee by the Cooper marks my grave. Let the wild horse and the clean skin and the brown bee in the clover, let the wood duck and the emu all bear witness to my tomb. Near that quiet spot at the 9 mile, make an axe mark on a gidgee. Let my shrine be always scented by the western gidgee.
Seventh Street Caravans have now moved to a brand new location. 11 Clayton Road, Heatherbrae is where you'll find them. Whether you're looking to sell, trade or upgrade, they'll look after you. Check out their range, Silver Valley, Hurricane, Paramount, Road Trip or their flagship Option RV. They won't be beaten on price, so get yourself a knockout deal today. They're open 6 days a week. Why not give them a call on 02-4987-5288 or check out their website, 7thstreetcaravans.com.au.
Hey listeners, Phil C here. This is Roman Oz and I am at the Nanango Country Music Muster and I am chatting to one of the legends of this particular muster, Brownie. How are you going this morning, Brownie?
Real good, real good.
Mate, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about you from different musters. You've become a bit of a star in your own right. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I come to help them and do what I can and keeps me off the streets.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
You know, but what I come for is for the people, the lovely people. They're very good. There's, what they do is unreal, but it's going that way now that the people are not the same.
Okay, in what way?
Well, you seem to get more and more people from the city.
Yes.
That's never been out here before.
Okay.
And they don't talk to you, they...
Ah, okay.
No, you've got to be fair. But I park them, they don't. I said, there's your neighbour, go and make your... No, they don't do that
stick
anymore.
Stick to themselves.
They stick to themselves.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
It is, that's what I say. It's a very sad turnout. It's like all the places I've been to, like that bloke over there, those people here, they're all one family.
Yes.
But they're getting away now from that. Even Toowoomba, it used to be a lovely little place, but yep. Now it's like Brisbane.
Okay, okay.
It's the same as these places here.
Yeah.
Badoomba was a good little place. I was at Badoomba for 17 years.
Yes.
I used to spend in my 17 years, I spent 6 months at Badoomba for 17 years, fencing, putting in toilets, not on my own, I used to get people to help me.
Yep.
They used to come there and they'd say, Brownie, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Well, you can go and put up this tent and you can go and put, or just a parker.
Yeah.
But they all come and ask you, you know.
Yeah.
Down in New South Wales at, what's the name of the bloody place?
New South Wales, what have we got on you? Because you got this measuring stick. Tell us about the measuring stick. Because you got a measuring stick that's got all the names of the places. Because you've been doing this a long time. I should let the listeners know, you're 88 years young, mate.
Yeah.
You're 88.
Yeah.
And you got a golf cart that you run around in.
Yeah.
And we can hear you on the other side of the oval. Because you're normally yelling at people in a fun way.
Yeah.
And you got this stick that's got, it's like a crop, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
and it's your measuring stick, isn't it? It's sort of the distance. Yeah.
Yeah, the length of it is for your caravan.
Yep.
And when I go out from the caravan, that's your annex.
Okay. I've got to get one of these.
Yeah.
Is that an original? Is that patented? Or can I buy one of these? That's a darn good idea, Brownie. Did you come up with that yourself?
Bloke from Mackay. Jimmy Ditton.
Okay.
He went and got it for me.
Okay.
Up at Mackay, he went about 80 mile up to get it. He seen it. He went up and got it. Came back on the dirt road at Mackay.
Right.
And he also got on the bitumen.
Right.
And he went down the end of the bitumen about 20 mile, and the cop pulled him up and booked him. So it cost about $500 for
this
stick.
Oh, wow. What did they book him for? You're taking a bit of wood he shouldn't have took.
No, he was speeding.
Oh, crikey. All right. But just for the benefit of our listeners that might come to Nanango next year, and if they see you, Brownie, what do you do here? I mean, you apart from being, I guess, the spokesperson for the whole place, because you've been here forever, and
yeah.
You are a legend here. What is your actual job here, apart from smiling at people and keeping them happy and telling them yarns? You're the parking attendant, aren't you?
Yeah, I just park them, that's all.
Yeah.
I park them. If anybody wants a hand to do anything, I'll help them. But mainly parking.
Yeah.
And talking.
Yeah.
Talking a lot and having a few beers here and a few beers there.
But not only that, Brownie, on the very last day on the Sunday, you got your own concert, don't
you? Oh, yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I charge everybody that goes to it $5.
Okay.
Now, I can get some artists up there singing.
Yes.
And at the side of it, people sneak in.
Yeah, sneak in.
And he'll be halfway through his song and I'll stop him.
Yeah.
And I'll say, go down there, you haven't paid, you're so and so. Oh, here's the money. The people here are very good to me. That on the shows, on my show, everything's donated to me.
Yes.
They all give me a CD.
That's the artists.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of people make me drugs.
Mm-hmm.
When you and your husband driving around, you know, they sit there and they cushions
Broke
and all.
And stuff. Yeah, yep.
And I get all that. I got a bloody gas cylinder given to me for a barbecue turnout. Right.
Okay,
That's for auction.
Now this is all for auction. Now where does the money go to that you raise at these auctions?
Well, I give it all when they're all there. I get the president of the club here come up,
mm-hmm.
and I tell him how much we've raised.
Right.
And he tells the people what he's done with it. The last few years, we've given it to the schools.
Okay.
This is early in it. We gave them when they got the flood out here.
Yes.
Sometimes it'll rise about $3,000.
That's okay. Yeah. That's a good donation.
Yeah. I think one year I went and raised nearly $5,000, $6,000.
Okay.
And it's good. This year it goes to the Flying Doctor, I think.
Okay.
And to some of the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
And whose idea was the auction, Brownie? Was it yours? Did you
just come up with that on your own? Yeah, just come up with it and all that, you know.
And you're a hard man to say no to. So when you go up to some of these artists, because I saw you on Thursday night with Jade Hurley.
Yeah.
You're up there. He was signing all the merchandise. There was a queue a mile long, selling all his stuff. And I saw you go up there and speak to his wife, Christine, and Jade. And you said, yes, can I have one of those? And I'll have one of those. And, hey, you couldn't throw in a couple of them, could you? And how can they say no to you, mate?
I don't know, but they're all good.
They are good people.
They are good people, mate.
And you're a darn good man, mate. I hope to see you again next year. You're 88. Are you going to retire or what? What do you think?
I don't know yet. Seeing what happened.
Yeah?
Yeah, so.
You might want to slow down in this car of yours, mate. I've noticed you've been doing a few wheel spins and kicking up a bit of dust. Is that just part of you?
I'll have about 15 or 20 caravans. Yeah. I've got to get rid of them somehow.
You got to move them quick.
Yeah.
Good on you, Brownie, mate. Thanks so much for taking the time
No problem. Any time at all. Mate.
All right, listeners, that is Brownie. Now, if you're out at the Nanango Country Music Muster next year, you make sure you look for him. Yes, mate?
I'm at Mergan.
Oh, when are you at Mergan?
Six weeks' time.
All right. So if you're going to be at Mergan, listeners, and you see this real handsome 88-year-old lady, you're single, aren't you, Brownie? You might have a few girls chasing you after this.
That's good. It's good, you know.
We'll be back with more of Roman Oz, listeners. We're going to play your song, Brownie. Now, you said Brian Letton's your favourite.
Yeah.
I'm going to be chatting to Brian later. Yeah. I'll find out what your favourite song is by Brian Letton.
Yeah. He knows. He knows all about it.
He sure does.
All right, Alan.
Thanks, Brownie.
Right.
We'll be back with more of Roman Oz listeners straight after this special song for Brownie by Brian Letton.
My heart won't believe that you have left me. I keep telling myself that it's true. I can get over anything you want. But I can't get myself over you. Don't forget to remember me and the love that used to be. I still remember you. I love you. Forget you somehow. You're the mirror of my soul. I'm so lonely, so cold. So let me try to go on living right now. I love you in my heart.
hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.